Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. This week, I talked with Superintendent Mike Morrell from Diller Odell and Interim Superintendent Virginia Moon from Southern. Southern has been working on a number of things around the district.
I think there are a number of things that the district's been working on, but our primary target this year will line up with the state's targets. And that will be in the area of reading and literacy. And we'll define that literacy as literacy in all subjects to help our students be good users of technology, to be able to analyze and sort through how to use our digital world in the most effective way. Literacy will be our primary focus for this year, whether it's literacy in science or literacy in math or literacy in reading. At every grade level, that will be our focus.
Diller Odell has also made some changes in the district as well.
Facility-wise, I tell you, everybody always asks, what are you going to do all summer? I mean, life as a superintendent is not relaxing in the summer. When it comes to facility projects, we've got an elementary remodel that we took on that wasn't huge, but has just been time-consuming, and then just adding some new AC units, furnaces, gym floor work, bus cameras. That was a big thing. We wanted to put cameras on the buses. We hadn't done that before. So that's kind of been a challenge. The wrong cameras came in, so we had to get the buses up there again for the right cameras, and yada, yada, yada. Life as a superintendent in the summer, I'd like to say it's relaxing. It's not.
Both districts did have new staff.
There are a couple of new staff members, but I'm new enough that I'm not going to be able to let those roll off the names and things off. We did not hire a lot of staff, but we will have an additional para, an additional bus driver, and an additional kindergarten teacher. And several people have changed positions, but I feel like I should have a cheat sheet to get that right since I'm not as familiar with the staff.
So not a ton of changes staff-wise. We're pretty consistent. We've got a few changes. Allison Court, a Meridian High School grad, joined us as a math teacher and assistant basketball, girls basketball coach. And then we had a couple of young ladies that were working at Paris that they had gotten their degrees. And so Mackenzie Vidosh is going to be a sped elementary teacher, and Josie Henricks has moved up from being a para to being a high school sped teacher. So, yeah, and they're family names. Those kids went to school here. Mackenzie and Josie did anyway, and so we're glad to hire people that used to go to school here.
There is one important date for Southern that the community might want to attend.
Well, you know, we'll have the budget hearing on September 8th. That's an important one.
Mike wants to make sure that the community stays informed about the schedules, just in case of changes.
I'd say just, you know, be attentive to the web, the schedules. It's ever-changing, right? Sometimes we just don't know. And it's frustrating, like you're planning on a JV game at whatever time before a varsity volleyball game, and you get a call that day that they don't have enough girls for JV because somebody's sick or somebody's on the down list, they don't have enough. So you operate by this, from the seat of your pants, and it's frustrating, but that's life. You just have to be flexible. So we just tell people that as much as people love looking at those paper schedules, that you really have to listen for announcements or changes on the internet. So with scheduling, that's the best way to do it.
I would like to thank Mike Morrell and Virginia Moon for being my guest on this weekend's Public Affairs. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.